Hi, I'm Alex Spence from Ever Marketing, and I'm here today with Dylan Collins, CEO of Super Awesome, which has been dubbed the kid-friendly mobile ad network.
Hi, Alex.
Dylan, can you tell us a little more about what that means and what Super Awesome does?
So we started Super Awesome to be a discovery platform for kids. And since we founded the company, we've become the biggest platform, the biggest multi-channel discovery platform for kids in the UK. And we now reach about 8 million kids a month across our various channels. So we provide compliant, safe marketing channels for brands to communicate with kids and vice versa. A couple of weeks ago, we announced our mobile ad network, really in response to a lot of our clients who are trying to find effective and safe ways to monetize their mobile content and their apps across various categories. So it's a premium ad network, which is run by us, which we only work with verified and very high quality content owners and advertising brands.
So the sort of ad network element launched earlier this month. So the company had pre-existing business before that?
Yeah, so we've got a range of marketing channels across the UK that range from physical, which include our discovery boxes like Box of Awesome and Box of OMG, the biggest kids exchange platform, which is called Swap It, to our digital channels, which include our kids network, which is the biggest display ad network in the UK, and as well as our research arm. So we've actually got quite a collection of kids discovery channels already in place. Mobile was an obvious next step for us. We work with almost all of the biggest kids brands in the UK, from Disney to Warner Brothers to an awful lot of startup companies coming into the space. And it was, you know, it was very clear from our conversations and very clear from what our clients were telling us that we needed to work with them and help them on the mobile side of things as well.
So how does that sort of advertising relationship work differently when you know, you're specifically targeting kids?
Well, you know, the kids market is obviously one that's quite regulated, and there's plenty of legislation around what is acceptable and what isn't. So, you know, the top kids brands realize this, and they look for you know, effective ways to be able to communicate with kids, but at the same time, you know, make it fun and make it entertaining for the audience. Mobile obviously presents a challenge for a number of reasons. I think increasingly parents and indeed companies are getting a little uncomfortable with in-app purchasing. Some people view it as somewhat predatory. But at the same time, you know, these companies do obviously have to generate revenue to make sure that they're sustainable. So really what we're here to do is to find a balance between really high quality content owners and matching them with our advertising clients to make sure that there's a sustainable stream of revenue that can continue to make this ecosystem a long-term prospect.
Okay, so in terms of you know, reaching out to children, is it just a case of sort of being in the apps that you'd expect them to be on rather than using data that you have about them?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, again, in terms of information gathering, the kids sector is quite controlled, and there are fairly specific regulations about how that data is gathered. So that's why we just focus on premium advertising. It's not a performance network. You know, we work with the larger brands to get them coverage across all of our channels, mobile being one of them. So we try and stay light touch whilst at the same time being effective for our brands. You know, that sounds like it's a difficult line to walk. It is a difficult line to walk, but that's what we've built our business on. We do focus on the kids space exclusively.
Excellent. So, I mean, what kind of companies can we, you know, are advertising through your network, and what apps can we, you know, expect to see your ads in?
Well, we haven't announced anything yet in terms of actual names, the reason being that our first campaigns start to go live over the next few weeks, and they are from product-based companies on the movie and book side of things. So there's obviously just sensitivity in terms of timing and announcements there. But In terms of our general clients, if you look at who we work with, again, Penguin, Warner Brothers, Activision, Disney, folks like that, it really is very top-tier brands. I think our mobile network is still early, and we've got plenty of building to do. I think part of the reason we announced it is that our clients wanted us to announce it, to really to make the kids market understand that there is a viable premium ad network available for them to work with. Because it really is a, you know, it's a difficult sector, and kids content on mobile is a very challenging one to create a sustainable revenue model for.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it was sort of. I mean, it's great to hear that clients are pushing for, a more sort of mobile element, but it seems like a very timely kind of thing. I mean, there's obviously a lot of concern now about, as you mentioned, in-app purchasing and sort of the adult material stuff and.
Right, exactly. Well, I mean, one of the reasons that we created Super Awesome to be a multi-channel platform company was that it reflects just how very different this generation of kids are from the last. 5 years ago, 7 years ago, if you were a brand, you could probably allocate most of your marketing spend to TV, and probably to retail co-marketing. That has changed radically. Kids and teens are now multi-screen. They own at least two devices. Our research, which we publish, shows exactly how transient kids are becoming in terms of platform, in terms of where they source their content from. So, any brand needs to be in at least three or four places. They need to be digital, but they also need to be physical. So, it's a real challenge to communicate effectively with kids. And I think mobile is only going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Tablet is only going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. But the ecosystems that you're working with there as a content owner are very, very different. The app stores are absolutely amazing in terms of their reach for both Apple and Android and the other hardware providers. But they are really more monetization platforms than content distribution platforms. So, that works well for a lot of grown-up adult content, normal kind of mainstream content. But when it comes to the kids sector, there's just a lot of other considerations that you really need a very specific kind of platform for. So it makes it a little bit more challenging. But this is the new world, the new environment that we're dealing with. And kids, I think, are going to increasingly reshape a lot of this around us.
Right, sounds great, Dylan. Good luck with that campaign in the next couple of weeks, and thank you for your time.
Thanks, Alex.